You're listening to SBS News.
Queensland has become the first state in the country to delay the start of the school year by 2 weeks. State Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the decision is necessary to avoid the peak of the current COVID-19 outbreak, which is projected to hit Queensland in the final week of January.
So the decisions that we have taken today will enable children to still get their full learning, but it will mean that parents can be confident that their children will not be going to school during the peak of this wave. So we will be starting the school year. It will be moving from Monday, January 24th to Monday, February the 7th. This is a delay, but it is a necessary delay because of the wave that Queensland will be experiencing.
Year 11 and 12 students will start remote learning from the 31st of January, whilst younger students will finish the school year 1 week later in December to make up for the delayed start. The move has been welcomed by the Independent Education Union of Australia. Terry Burke, the union's Queensland and Northern Territory branch secretary, says teachers are looking to state and federal governments to work together to ensure there is a COVID safety plan to respond to Omicron.
We're now going to face situations where there are going to be outbreaks which occur in a particular class or even a particular year level or an age group or a school campus. And how are we going to manage that? You know, what's the best practice? You know, do we have the rapid testing available so that schools can know with some immediacy what they're actually dealing with? And the other will be how staff are being supported in terms of their absences occasioned by, in a lot of instances, catching COVID in the workplace.
Meanwhile, Victoria has announced that special arrangements will be put in place for children who are anxious or have a disability, as vaccinations open up for younger children aged between 5 and 11. Acting Premier Jacinta Allan says more than 35,000 bookings have been made by parents in the state-run system for their younger children, with around 40,000 spots still available. She says Victoria is doubling the number of state-run centres available to administer doses to those 5 to 11-year-olds, and extra support will be available for certain vulnerable groups.
There are 15 sites across Victoria that have enhanced disability access. For our children with autism, there are 8 specialist sites around the state who are going to offer that support service for children and their families.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt concedes there has been a delay in the delivery of vaccine doses to GP clinics for younger children, but that is expected to be resolved over this month. He says there is more than enough supply to cater to the 2.3 million children who are now eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine.
Across the system, the fact that there are over 8,000 points of presence for children's vaccination is designed to mean that there are multiple options over the course of the coming week, and with 3 million vaccines for 2.3 million, it's enough to ensure that every child has the opportunity to be vaccinated.
The Royal Australian College of General Practitioners says there are a number of pressures on GPs that will mean many more cancelled vaccination appointments for younger children. The group's Dr. Charlotte Hespy says the challenges include staff in isolation, the delay in delivery of vaccine doses, and the need to also cater to the booster vaccine rollout. She says it will be very challenging to get all 5 to 11-year-old children vaccinated before the return to school.
That's the problem, is that there's still a little bit of uncertainty. Most of the practices that were told that they weren't getting it were told that it'll be next week. But again, what's next week and what's the certainty around that? The difficulty, of course, is that most people would have already booked their clinics in the understanding that they would have the vaccines in their fridge this week, as promised. So there'll be a little bit of chaos again, which we don't really need given that the phone lines are otherwise and staff are otherwise busy trying to deal with all the people who are COVID positive.
Meanwhile, some states have changed the rules for so-called critical or essential workers to respond to food shortages caused by the large number of staff being in isolation as COVID-19 close contacts. Empty supermarket shelves led Coles and Woolworths to introduce product purchasing limits last week. The close contact rule will be relaxed in New South Wales and Queensland to allow asymptomatic close contacts to come out of isolation if the job is critical for food supply or emergency services. This would cover workers in the agriculture, food logistics, transport and manufacturing sectors. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Michael Kidd, says chief medical officers from the states and territories will also be meeting to talk about a national approach to isolation rules in essential industries with staff shortages. The National Secretary of the Transport Workers Union, Michael Kane, says removing the isolation requirements is reckless.
This is just going to make matters worse for the health of New South Wales people and for transport supply chains. We may get a moment where a few more transport workers are available for work, but that will soon degenerate into supply chains that are covered with sick people. And you don't make supply chains healthy unless you've got a healthy workforce.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Brooke Young, SBS News.